Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast all about owning your own business, specifically in the PR and marketing world. I'm here with my podcast partner in crime, Karen Swim of Words for Hire, and the wonderful owner of Solo PR Pro, the tribe that brings us all together in this world. How are you doing today, Karen?
Hello, Michelle. I'm doing great. I think I have a mild case of the summer blues, you know?
I'm with you. I don't know about your summer, but I'm glad that my summers are usually busy with client events, but that often also means I'm looking wistfully at the actual fun people are having.
Yes.
that we are helping to create. So yeah, these last couple of weeks of summer, usually by the time everyone's back to school, I'm thinking, wait, summer's not over until September 22nd. So this is my time now.
I mean, I know the season's not to an end, but, you know, Labor Day sort of marks that unofficial end. And at the beginning of summer, it always seems like, oh, you know, you have this long timeline to do all of these activities and fun things that you have planned, and you have this list of things in your head that you're going to do. And for me this year, none of those things happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of looking like, well, that's over now.
I know what you mean. And for me, part of it is, it's just disgustingly hot to do some of those fun things. But I found myself last summer, I woke up on a Sunday and said, I am just driving straight east until I hit a beach and put my feet in sand and surf, even if it's for 60 seconds. And that's pretty much what I did.
That is such a fantastic idea. And it's so funny though. This year, with so many shark attacks and alligators climbing walls and prairie dogs with diseases, I swear to you that I have become a little afraid of the outdoors.
I hear you. Yeah, you won't find me going too deep out there, but it was definitely one of those, I can't be here anymore.
I mean, I love nature, but right now nature is scaring the crap out of me.
I always joke, I said, people, you know, I'm an indoor kid, right? Is this fun? I don't think this is fun. So anyway, yeah. But today, well, along those lines, we already had an episode about fear, but we got to talking. One of the threads in the Solo PR Pro private Facebook group, which, plug, you get access to if you become a member, talked about what happens when you finally get what you want. Or in this instance, it was one of our pros who, you know, thought, oh my goodness, you know, this is great. And then it just didn't happen. It got canceled. And so we started to discuss, you know, what happens when you come up to that edge and that imposter feeling creeps in and you think, oh, it'd be great actually if this wouldn't happen. But what we, not that we loved that this happened to her, but it was an interesting insight. She realized, no, this stinks when the thing doesn't happen. So, it kind of got us all thinking about the psychology of that, of, you know, how does our thought life, if you will, you know, affect us in the day to day. And I have to say, Karen, it was comforting to see all of the people chime in and say, well, yeah, me too. You know, we all think we're so special in our imposter syndrome, but it's really very egalitarian, which I love.
This is true. And to sort of set this up, you know, imagine, you know, the thing that you are desiring, whether it's, you know, obtaining the biggest contract of your life, or maybe, you know, keynoting at an event that you never dreamed possible. And then that very thing happens and you find, you know, your inner voice saying, oh my God, you know, I really don't deserve this. I really am not ready for this. I hope that they cancel the event. I hope my flight's delayed. I hope, you know, and so then you start hoping that it won't happen. And so this is the exact situation that happened with one of our members. This wonderful, fantastic event was happening, and it was a dream come true for her career and for her business. But that inner voice was saying, I I don't really want to go. I don't feel like traveling. I don't want to leave the family. I hope they cancel. I hope this happens. And then the whole thing went south, not because of her anything to do with business. I believe it was weather related, and everything got canceled. And that moment for her made her realize, oh my gosh, you know, that thing that we secretly want when we secretly wish that something won't happen and it does happen is not what you actually want. And so what do you do about that? And that, you know, that revelation for her and for all of us made us realize to examine kind of that inner voice that tells us, you know, that we don't deserve a thing. And then we want to sabotage it. And our thoughts are sabotaging it because we think we don't deserve it.
Right, right. It's definitely that cycle. And I think really the first thing to do is to try to capture that thought the minute it happens and try to inspect where is this really coming from and just kind of do a little self-scan. But it's a tough one. It's, you know, these mind games, they just play with you. And on top of you're having the cyclical thoughts in your head, at the same time, you're actively doing your job. So you might think, oh, I don't have time to deal with that. Let's just press forward. So it's certainly something to be conscious of at all times. And, you know, I could think of a flowery way to combat it is, you know, make a list of all the things that you've done that have really rocked. I know I don't do that often enough. I don't celebrate the successes. For better or for worse, I tend to minimize things of, oh, you know, I've got a little podcast or, oh, we got on the front page of the paper. I mean, I have my 30-second moment of, yeah, we got on the front page.
Yes.
But I think it's so fast on to the next thing that, you know, sometimes we squelch ourselves, and also relative to the part we play in our work, we are behind the scenes. We are the people making the things happen. So it could just be part of that, whatever that part of our personality makes us good at our job combats.
Well, I also think it's important. Our thoughts really are quite powerful. So things begin with a thought, right? And thoughts become actions. And so rather than saying internally all of these things, you know, like, oh, I really don't want to do this. And that don't want to do this thing is when that's driven by, you know, I really don't feel worthy of this thing, is to just immediately, as you said, tap into that and turn it around and start to say really optimistic, enthusiastic things like, this is going to be fantastic. I'm going to be great at this. I am so excited for this opportunity. Everything is going to line up, because when you begin to retrain your thinking and to tame, you know, that inner voice that can be negative, you'll find that your whole perspective changes and that your actions will follow your words. And true, I noticed true. That they may seem really it. Like a little woo-woo, but it really isn't. It's very scientific. What you think is what you do. What you meditate on is what you become. And so why would you continue to speak self-sabotage? Instead, start to speak self-success and to think those things like, this is going to be fantastic. I'm going to be great at this. I have everything that I need. Things are in order. It doesn't mean that you're not going to feel some case of nerves. That's great. I think nerves can be a way to they're sort of a check and balance that allows you to make sure that you've taken care of the details. But I think that we can turn that around just by, you know, realizing it. And it does take, you know, becoming conscious of what we're saying internally. But once you start to realize that and pay attention to it, you can put a stop to it and say, nope, that's not how I'm going to think about the situation.
Right, right. Oh, exactly, exactly. I'll take a swig out of my not today Satan mug and move on. and you know, and sometimes too, it could just be a case of your own personal well is dry or low. And, you know, it could just be that you're tired. I know sometimes when things come up that I should be probably more excited about, because a certain amount of what we do, it takes a lot of internal energy, you know, just to deal with people and make sure everything's great and, you know, not be falsely positive. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
You know, just being that on person, being on, right? And sometimes it could just be that you just say, oh, you know what? It's been a while since I've actually just taken a day for myself. Yes. So I need to realize that that's what's happening and kind of put that, compartmentalize that feeling, because it's not really applicable to this situation. It's not true for what's happening now. So let's get through, power through, and then deal with it.
Well, you know what's really interesting too? There's another side to this whole issue of getting what you want. Sometimes it's a very positive thing. You know, you think,
yes,
oh, you know, I want, you dream of having a certain type of client, or maybe you dream of having a client with a certain amount. You dream of having the biggest contract of your business career, and you get it. And then it turns out that it's not what you want at all.
And you think, the truth?
Oh my gosh, you know, so you get that client that's, you know, $50,000 a month, and they are a complete nightmare to manage. And you find yourself super stressed and taking calls at 2 and 3 in the morning, and the demands are overwhelming. And you think, my God, I got exactly what I wanted. This is not what I want.
Guess what? That's not what I want. No, that's so true. That's so true. I know I can look back on some bullets dodged that, you know, in the moment you would think, oh, that would be so great. Or yes, that's exactly what I need. And it's not until you see things down the road and you realize, no, that was a good thing. And it's, you know, it's tough to take in the moment. But yeah, on the flip side, if things are not what they seem up front, it's a little bit of a nightmare. So it's there's definitely a balance to it all. And, you know, it's definitely an inside game, just kind of keeping ourselves in check and just doing that mental check today. Or, you know, we could just do the Stuart Smalley. I'm good.
I agree. You do find yourself in a situation where the thing that you believed that you wanted, whether it's, you know, a career choice, a job, a client, and it turns out that, you know, it looked good in theory, but it's not what you want, I always say, don't be afraid to pivot. Lean into that moment, because it, you know, obviously you can't take on a new job and walk away immediately. That usually is not an option for everyone. Or you can't take on a client and 1 week later say, this is not going to work. Sometimes you can. But I mean, lean into it and see, what can I learn from this experience? And what did I learn? And recognize that experience will help you to refine what you do want. So I feel like those are, you know, building blocks along the way. And we've all landed in those situations where the thing that we thought, the thing that we desired, and the thing that we thought that would make us so happy turns out to be a little bit different than we envisioned. And it's a learning experience. And so you shouldn't feel bad about it. Try to make the most of it in the time that you have to, as you're planning and using that experience and what you've learned about it to help you to be better at, you know, visioning for yourself what you really want.
That's so true. That is so very true. I mean, any experience that I've had, I think probably one of the ways I've stayed sane is to say, okay, there's something to be learned from this, whether it's, you know, good or bad. Let's use this experience and help it refine my next approach or inform the next thing that I do or pursue. And that's invaluable. It really is. So even, you know, even those things that might not go as well as you wished, it's okay. I think that's one of the things we also need to keep telling ourselves, you know, no matter what, it's okay. This is not a pass or fail existence, you know, in our solo PR pro world. It's not, you know, and I think sometimes, I don't know, I'm probably speaking for myself, you know, you can trip on your high standards a little bit and think, okay, just relax. It's okay. It's good to have standards, but let's not get crazy with, you know, with adhering to them and beat ourselves up.
This is very true.
Because that's not constructive. Yeah. That's not constructive either.
I agree.
But
so I think that it's interesting as we're speaking to all of those internal voices, the voices in our head that can be our worst enemy or our best friend, that the key is really just being conscious, you know, being conscious of the words that you're thinking. And I think I can't speak for men, but I know that this is not a gender issue. As a woman, however, I know that those voices crop up for me in every area of life. And once I'm aware of it, sometimes it's such a habit. You played that tape in your head for so long that you don't even realize it's there until you do, until someone calls it out or brings it to your attention, or something happens that makes you realize that you are self-sabotaging and that you're not even being kind in the way that you think about yourself to yourself, which really affects the way that the rest of the world sees you and the way that you see the world as well. And so I think what we're saying is be conscious of it, you know, tune into it and tune into what you're thinking and how you're thinking about yourself and how you're thinking about your abilities. Because I guarantee, especially for solo PR pros, I know how hard we are on ourselves. You are so much better than what you even believe about yourself.
So true. So true. And I think I even shared in the thread that, you know, for the longest time and without even realizing it, I would use these kind of thoughts as a motivator. And one day I realized, oh my gosh, you are making yourself crazy to motivate yourself. What is that about? You know, just thinking, oh, if I don't do this, it's going to be really bad. If I don't keep this mindset, it's, you know, it's not going to turn out right. And one day I just realized, stop it. Just stop it. I don't know if anyone out there has seen the little clip. It's Bob Newhart as the therapist, and the person pays him $5 or something, and he just says, stop it.
I love that.
And whatever they said to him, he just said, stop it. So Google that on, check out, look for that on YouTube, because it's a good reminder. I don't know. I don't know what clicked in my head one day. I realized this is not the best way to be. Not the best way to work. I mean, there's being, you know, I joke in our profession, you know, I've often joked with clients, no, you pay me to be the little black cloud, point out all the things that can go wrong. That's separate from, you know, using it as a motivator for success. That's a little twisted.
We could have a whole other podcast that deals with that side of our jobs. And we might do that.
Maybe we will. But for now. We'd love to hear your experiences. So, you know, check us out at soloprpro.com. Subscribe to the podcast. There are ways to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear your stories as well.
Yes, we would. Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life. Please keep tuning in. New episodes are available every single Monday. And as Michelle said, you can follow us on social media, Voice Matters, and at Karen Swim everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those great social channels. Not TikTok yet, though. Sorry.
Not yet.
Send your comments, please share, and please keep listening. Have a fantastic week.